Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Oh, my goodness. Auntie Carrie,
yes.
Would you go ahead and pick up in Joshua 3 for us while we are waiting for others to join in?
Okay. Chapter 3, Joshua. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and they removed from Shittim and came to Jordan. He and the children of Israel enlarged there before they passed over. And it came to pass after 3 days, the officer went through the host. And they commanded the people, saying, when ye see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests of the Levite bearing it, ye shall remove from your place and go after it. Yet there shall be space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near unto it, that ye may know the way by which you must go, for you have not passed this way here before. And Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. And Joshua spake unto the priest, saying, take up the ark of the covenant and pass over before the people. And they took up the ark and the covenant and went before the people. And the Lord God said unto Joshua, this day I will begin to magnify thee in the sight of Israel, and they may know that I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. And thou shalt command the priests that bear the ark of the covenant, saying, when you are come to the brink of the water of the Jordan, you shall stand still in Jordan. And Joshua said unto the children of Israel, come hither and hear the word of the Lord your God. And Joshua said, hereby ye shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will without fault drive out from before the Canaanites and the Hittites, the Hivites, the Perizzites, and the Girgashites, and the Amorites, and the Jebusites, before the ark of the covenant of the Lord of earth passes over before you and Jordan. Now therefore take your 12 men out of the tribe of Israel, one tribe a man. And it shall come to pass as soon as their soul of their feet of the priests that bear the ark of the Lord, the God of all of the earth, shall rest in the water of Jordan, that the water of Jordan shall be cut from the waters that come down from above, and they shall stand upon the heap. And it came to pass that when the people removed from their tent to pass over the Jordan, and the priests bearing the ark of the covenant before the people, and they that bear the ark were coming unto Jordan, and the feet of the priest that bear the ark was dipped into the brim of the water, for Jordan overflowed at its bank, and it time a harvest, that the water which came down from above stood and rose up upon the heap, very far from the city of Adam, and beside Zatan. And those that came down toward the sea of the plain, even the salt sea fell and were cut off, and the people passed over right against Jericho. And the priest that bare the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry land in the midst of the Jordan. And the Israelites passed over on dry land until the people were passed clean over Jordan. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of Joshua. I'll go ahead and do a roll call. Let's see here. I have Auntie Carrie. I have Hubert. I have Mother May, Sister Angela, Auntie Dot, Sister Shirley, and Auntie Betty. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
But this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Welcome to the Nellens Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please.
Father God, thank you for keeping your covenant with us. How awesome and gracious you are. Search us, O God, and forgive us. We hear your call to return to you. So forgive us for taking our relationship with you for granted, for neglecting to spend time with you in our daily devotions. Thank you for giving us an opportunity to be restored. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that blessing, Angela. Okay, we'll go ahead and get started with our program tonight. Let's see, I will start out with Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 117. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. For this merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endure forever. Praise the Lord. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, out of Psalms. Next I'll go to Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
We're coming out of the book of Isaiah, chapter 52. Verse 13 through 53, verse 5. Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. He shall be exalted and restored and be very high. As many as were a stone at thee, his vision was so merit more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men, so shall he sprinkle many nations. The king shall shut their mouth at him, for that which had not been told them shall they see, and that which they had not heard shall they consider. Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form, no comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid as if it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he had borne our grief and carried our sorrows, yet we did not esteem him stricken, smiting of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of Isaiah. Next I go to Sister Shirley. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm also coming from the book of Isaiah, Isaiah 40, starting at verse 21. Have you not heard? Have you not known? Have it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in, that bringeth the princes to nothing. He maketh the judges of the earth as vanity. Yea, they shall not be planted. Yea, they shall not be sown. Yea, their stock shall not take root in the earth. And he shall also blow upon them, and they shall wither, and the whirlwind shall take them away as stone. To whom then will ye liken me, or shall I be equal? Said the Holy One. Lift up your eyes on the high, and behold, who has created these things that bringeth out their loss, their host by number? He calleth them all by name, by the greatness of their might, for he is stronger in power, not one faileth. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Have thou not known, have thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no fight, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that waiteth upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley, out of Isaiah. Next I have Mom. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of the same book of Isaiah, and it's a mix of John also. Isaiah 53 and 52. And it says, God give us a glimpse behind the curtain of Jesus' suffering, shed light on both the reason for it and its effect. Isaiah prophesied was delivered around 700 years before the birth of Jesus. Yet the act which is speaking concerning the suffering, death, and the resurrection of Jesus is sticking. Never think that you are alone when you are experiencing heartache and tragedy. Disabled to suffer and, in fact, die. He did this for you so that he could redeem you and forgive you of your sin. All you have to do is call out to him in faith and repentance, and he will give you eternal life. His victory over suffering guarantee the day will come when all your suffering will end forever. Christ did all of this for us. He bare the sin of many and made intercession for the transgression. We owe a debt to him that we can never repay. For he paid our debt. How can we do less? How can we do less than follow him wherever he leads? Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that read, Mom, out of Isaiah. Okay, I will go next, and my reading is out of the Daily Bread. You can get the reading out of Ephesians 6. It goes on to say, after encouraging believers to be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power, the Apostle Paul offers special insight on the crucial role of continual prayer. He described the necessary armor God's people would need during their spiritual walk with the Lord, who provides protection, discernment, and confidence in his truth. However, the apostle emphasizes this God-given strength grew from deliberate admission in the life-giving gift of prayer. God hears and cares about our concern, whether they're spoken boldly, silently, or hurting deep in our heart. He always ready to make us strong in his power, and he invites us to pray again and again and again. Heavenly Father, thank you for the privilege of coming to you in prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, next I'll go to Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out the book of John, starting at chapter 1, verse 1 through 17. That in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things was made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehend it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came as a witness to bear witness of their light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lights every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the Son of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, not of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of him and cried, saying, this was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received, grace or grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of John. Next I have Angela. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm coming out of Malachi 2, verse 1 and 2. And now, O ye priests, this commandment is for you. If ye will not hear, and if ye will not lay it to heart, to give glory unto my name, saith the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Yea, I have cursed them already, because ye do not lay it to heart. Malachi 2, 1 and 2 is speaking to the priests of the Levites. In the Old Testament, as a Levite, it was a birthright to be a priest. The problem was that for 70 years, which is almost three generations, the forefathers did not pass down or continue to practice the Mosaic Ark, the Mosaic Law. They thought God's requirement was just too hard. Therefore, the priests began to relax the teaching and accepting all kinds of offerings, just disrespecting God and his covenant. In response, God commands they honor him or they will be cursed. We have to remember as children of God that we are all priests, and it is our role to pray for the soul of the people by teaching and practicing the Word of God. Before we can do this, we need to make sure we get our attitudes right. When teaching, sharing, and practicing the Word, we need to make sure our hearts are in it. If our attitude is not right, our conduct is not right. Like our children learn from what they see us do, not so much about what we say, so would be the same as children in Christ. If we do God's will and practice good stewardship, God promises that He will throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you will not have room enough for it. Malachi 3:10. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Angela, out of Malachi. Next I have Auntie Carrie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of Psalm 93. The Lord reigns. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he has girded himself. The world also established that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old. Thou art from everlasting. The flood have lifted up, O Lord, the flood have lifted up their voices. The flood have lifted up their ways. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the magic wave of the sea. Thy testimony are very sure. Holiness become thy house, O Lord, forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of Psalms. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in. Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for all that you do for your children. We thank you for Auntie Wally, Auntie Di, Auntie Janet, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Marie, Auntie Betty, May, Sister Shirley and family, Sister Angela and family, the Leitner family, the Allen family, the Johnson family, the Verna family, the Lowe's family, the Hurd family, the Cody family, the Williams family, Charlie and family, the Simmons family, the Ross family, Jarrell and family, Lenny and family, the Chapman family, Franklin family, the Moody family, the Peters family, Carlos and the Wells family, the Moore family, Andrew and family, LaTanya and family, Ms. Bird and family, the Brown family, Marianne and family, Kamisha and family, Malik and family, SMA and family, Reverend Slappy and family, Charles and family, the McClure family, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Uncle Gary, Uncle Willie, Tony, Eric, Malachi, DeMarcus, and Brian, and anyone else that we are not aware of, but stand in the need of a prayer, Lord. We ask that you look upon us with eyes of mercy, and we ask that your healing hand rest upon us. And Father God, may your life-giving powers flow into every cell of our body and into the depth of our soul. And Heavenly Father, we ask that you hear our prayer and come to our rescue. To God be the glory. Let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, we're on birthdays, and we're looking at the week of March 29th through April 4th. Any birthdays we need to recognize?
Today, the 29th, is my firstborn, Keisha Hamilton's birthday.
Yeah.
And on the 31st is my oldest grandson, Jabbar Small's birthday. I think he'll be 17. I don't have any other birthdays if you guys have some to share.
Okay, praise God, praise God. Mom, would you do us the honor in singing the birthday song?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. And many more.
Amen. 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 Birthday. Happy birthday. Okay, well, we are at the part of our program where we share what's on our heart, whether it be a praise report, testimony, song, a poem, or even more Bible verses. And I will start out with Sister Shirley. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, coming from Philippians 4, starting at verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley, out of Philippians. We did have another caller to join in, and I believe that is Brother Daniel. Okay, he's there somewhere, guys. Okay, let's here. Next I have Auntie Betty. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to try to sing this song.
Amen.
Blessed with his goodness, blessed with his love, blessed with his shower that come from above. Blessed with his sunshine, blessed with his care, I go on helping everywhere. God give the courage, faith lead the way, onward we travel, happy and gay, thinking of others, willing to share, taking God's message everywhere, remembering looking to Jesus, he is a way. Onward I travel, he's by my side. I never falter, he is my guide. This is my mission. This is my prayer, helping the needy everywhere.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie Betty. Next, I go to Auntie Carrie. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I was coming out of John 15 from 1 to 10. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husband. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he taketh away. Every branch that bears fruit, he pruneth, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branches cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except you abide in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. He that abide in me, and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into a fire. They are burned. If you abide in me and my word abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. And as Father loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If you keep my commandment, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of John. I'm sorry, I was on mute, guys. let's see. Next, I go to Auntie Dot. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm reading Psalm 134. Behold, bless the Lord, all the servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hand in the sanctuary and bless the Lord that made heaven and earth, bless thee out of Zion. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, I will go next. And my reading is out of the Red Prayer Book, and the title of it is Armor of God Prayer.
Yeah.
Heavenly Father, we are thankful for your mighty armor you have provided for us. And we put on us the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the girdle of truth, the sandal of peace, in the shield of faith, which protects us from all fiery darts of the enemy. So we pick up the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, that we choose to use against all the forces of evil in our lives. And we place on our feet the sandals of peace of the Lord Jesus Christ, of the kingdom of God. And we ask you, Lord, according to John, to be our God, and a shield about us. Take us into the cleft of the rock and underneath your mighty wings.
Mm-hmm.
And we put your armor on us and live and pray in complete dependency upon you. And pray in the Spirit at all times and on all occasions. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Okay, next I go to Hubert. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, Psalm 51, verse 1 through 7. Have mercy on us, O God, according to your unfailing love. According to your great compassion, blot out our transgressions. Wash away all our iniquities and cleanse us from our sins. For I know our transgression and our sin is always before us. Against you, you only have we sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are provoked right. You are proved right when you speak and justified when you judge. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time our mother conceived us. Surely you desire truth in the inward part. You teach us wisdom in the innermost place. Cleanse us with hyssop, and we will be clean. Watch us, and we will be whiter than snow. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of Psalms. Next, I have Angela. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I'm coming out of Matthew 6
9. What? I'm going to read me green. I'm going to read me green.
Then this is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. With the coronavirus pandemic, this is an excellent opportunity for us to reflect on what our prayer life is like. Like Michael Jackson saying, let's look in the mirror and make a change. By soul searching on where we are with the Lord. The first thing is putting God on the throne on this earth, while he also sits on the throne in heaven, meaning that making God important in our lives now, just as important when we are living our eternal life. Second, let's get closer to God. Third, let's spend more time in the Word with God. And fourth, continue to learn how to pray. And learning how to pray, we want to also learn how to approach God by his respected name when we pray. And I learned something today. I hear a lot of people talk about Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Jireh. I had no idea there are so many other names of God. So I'm just going to read them out. I'm not going to go through the meeting. That's something we can all do in our words for next week. Adonai, El Elyon, El Olam, El Roy, El Shaddai, Elohim, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Makadishkim, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Rab, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Sabaoth, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Tishkanu, Yahweh, and Quanah. So very interesting. I will be going back and reading and learning what those different God names are. And so what it's asking us to do is before we pray, let's pray to those gods based on the meaning of what our prayer is focused on. And just remember that God is the name above all names, and that he is holy. And because he is holy, we need to respect that and honor that and also praise that. That's why it's important to use the names of the God consistently with your prayer. God deserves us to praise. I mean, God desires us to praise him. So when we praise God, and when we say the Lord's Prayer, we are praising him. but let's just put our heart in it consistently. God would not force anyone to praise his name. Just think about what he has done for you and what he will do for you. Amen?
Amen.
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 Praise God. Thank you for that reading, Angela, out of Matthew. Okay, next I have Mother May. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I just have a paragraph out of my Sunday school lesson, again, out of 53, 4 and 5. Isaiah, that means, Christ is the sin bearer as follows of Christ. We can rejoice that he died in our place. The wrath for God that we should have experienced as the punishment for our sin was laid on Jesus. He suffered and died the death that we should have died. He took our place. Such love is beyond comprehension. We can only respond with the word of the hymn writer, hallelujah, what a Savior. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of Isaiah. Next, I'll go to see if Brother Daniel have joined in with us yet. Brother Daniel, is there anything you would like to share with the group tonight?
Hello?
Yes. We wait on our greeting from you.
I want to say, hello to everybody. God bless everybody. And I hope we get to that.
Praise God. Glad to have you with us, Daniel. Amen. Okay. Is there anything anyone would like to share before we go into our closing prayer? I would like to share one thing that I picked up out of, I don't know what book I was in today, but it goes on to say, many things has been canceled because of the virus, but love is not one of them. Amen?
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, let's see. I guess I need to go ahead and assign parts before we go into the closing prayer. I have Joshua 4 up for grabs. Anyone want to do the reading of that next week? Joshua 4.
Auntie Betty.
Auntie Betty?
Yeah, well, let whoever that was, let them have it.
Who was that?
You can have
who? Okay, Auntie Betty, it's yours.
Okay,
okay. All right. I need someone to bless the prayer line next week. Do I have any volunteers for that?
The prayer line. Okay, I will.
Mom. Loretta.
Mom taking on that. Okay, thank you. All right, closing prayer. Any takers?
I will.
Okay, Brother Hubert. All right. Okay, so for Joshua 4 next week, we have Auntie Betty. And blessing the prayer line will be Mother May. And the closing prayer will be led out by Brother Hubert. I want to thank the volunteers that helped us this week. Auntie Carrie did an awesome job reading Joshua 3. Amen.
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 Angela did an awesome job blessing our prayer line tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
one will bow the head for the closing prayer led by Brother Hubert.
Amen.
Hold on, Loretta. I need to say something right quick before you close up.
Okay, Daniel, you have the floor.
They're in the chest, me, keep your number sign, you know, get a birthday wish.
Oh, okay. All right, Andrew, you heard.
She already sent
it. Okay, she's going to follow it to you. She's going to send it to you.
Okay.
All right, praise God.
Amen.
Okay,
amen.
Brother Hubert, close in prayer. Our heads are bowed.
Our Heavenly Father, thank you for the cross, Lord, the blood you shed for me. For your new mercy every day, your grace and liberty. Thank you for my friends, Lord, and all my family. Keep each one near to your heart and hold them tenderly. Thank you for my ears to hear and for my eyes to see. When I am still and read your word, please show your truth to me. When I rise
Amen.
Up this morning and give my day to you, let the sun rise in my heart and let his love shine through. Before I make decisions, remind me I must pray. Let everything I say and do be in a loving way. Reach out to others through me, the hurting, sad, and lost. As Jesus gave his life for me, Lord, I will pay the cost. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that closing prayer, Hubert. And that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellum family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us, and we pray that there was something shared that will help us through our busy week. And therefore, Lord, we will put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. And Father God, at this time, we ask that in every human being, that you create in them a clean heart and renew every human being mind. And, Lord, that includes the president and everyone in the White House, Israel, and other nations, in Jesus Christ's holy name. Remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Listen to this. God loves you. I'm going to say it again. God loves you.
Love you. Yes.
So do I. May everyone have a glorious, prosperous, healthy, victorious week. We love you all and good night.
Good
night. Good
night.
Good night. Good night.
Love you all.
Shalom, shalom.
I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and then making no moves.
I'm hesitating and I'm nervous,
but that one word just
feels like it's gonna be alright.
I can make it through the night.
Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say.
I just wanna hear you.
The Nellum family, God, I'm grateful that you're changing our hearts and actions to make us more like Jesus. Please give us a humble attitude to learn from you. For the Nellum family, good night, everyone.
Everybody can